from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Winter weather alert coverage this morning. Governor Murphy declaring a state of emergency for seven South Jersey counties as wintry weather moves into New Jersey this morning. Already we're seeing a growing number of cancellations and delays. Let's get the latest at the Storm Desk this morning from Dan Alexander. Dan?
Yeah, Eric, we've got we have a lot of school cancellations, districts outright canceling. They did that last night, but now Ocean County schools are joining the list as well. So you might want to double check our list at nj1015.com. We have New Jersey Transit running on a regular schedule today. Not a lot of power outages. And back to transit, just a real quick, PATCO is running on a special snow schedule if you're headed into Philadelphia. Eric?
All right, Dan, thank you. State offices are on a delayed open this morning. That includes motor vehicles. Governor Murphy says state offices will open at 11 a.m. If you're headed into Manhattan, you're going to pay more. A judge failing to block congestion pricing, the new tolls are now in effect. $9 to go below 60th Street, and commuters are not at all happy.
I am extremely disturbed by congestion pricing because it adds more to my already tight budget.
Drivers will pay a minimum of $9 during the peak commuting hours from 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. Governor Murphy is vowing an appeal. The Garden State did away with its estate tax years ago, but New Jersey is still a handful of states with an inheritance tax. If somebody passes and leaves you something, you're probably going to have to pay for it.
New Jersey bases this tax on how close you are to the decedent, says Manish Bhatt with the Tax Foundation.
There's preferential treatment to immediate family members, and higher rates are applied to more distant relations.
If you're a spouse, child, or grandchild, you're exempt from the inheritance tax, but only $25,000 is untaxed when you're a sibling. If you're a niece or uncle, you're considered a Class D relative, and you'd be taxed 15% on the first $700,000 inherited, and the rate is 16% beyond that. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We've got winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories. For the southern half of the state today, snow is falling in southern New Jersey. It'll continue spreading throughout the state as the morning goes on. So expect periods of snow today. Light to the north, heavier to the south. Now, the brunt of the storm, steadiest and most widespread snow, will be the middle of the day, late morning through early afternoon. That will also be the period of most treacherous travel conditions. Snow totals today, 6 to 9 inches along the southern edge of the state, 3 to 6 inches for the rest of South Jersey, 1 to 3 inches through the middle part of the state around the 195 corridor. Northern half of the state, maybe a coating to an inch. Things will start to dial back this afternoon. Snow showers linger tonight, and then just plain cold. Lows tonight around 20. Highs tomorrow only upper 20s. New Jersey weather made possible by B&B Siding and Roofing. You don't have to wait until spring for those critical home exterior projects. Right now, B&B Siding and Roofing is offering free upgrades like more insulation, upgraded windows, and more. For details on this limited time offer, go to bbsiding.com. That's bbsiding.com.
Union 26, Long Branch 27, Vineland is 27. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.